The Postal Service is building a system to verify a citizen's identity in the cloud. The agency has issued a draft request for proposals to develop a federal cloud credential exchange. Federal News Radio's executive editor Jason Miller joins us with details. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning, Tom and Emily.
All right, so what is this federal cloud credential exchange?
So the goal of the Federal Cloud Credential Exchange is to let citizens log on to federal government services using usernames and passwords that they get from third parties, such as Google or PayPal or any number of them that are out there. Now, the companies to provide those usernames and passwords must meet a set of federal standards under the Federal Identity Credential and Access Management Framework known as FICAM. Now, the cloud system would act as an identity authenticator, taking advantage of the build once, use many philosophy. Agencies wouldn't have to build separate identity management systems or manage separate usernames and passwords for each of their online services, and citizens would reduce the number of usernames and passwords they have to deal with and remember, which is something I think we all would like to do. Now, the Postal Service released a draft statement of objectives late last month, outline its thinking and asking vendors for input. Now, I caught up with USPS and asked for a comment. Their spokesman sent me an email comment and said basically they're excited about this opportunity to create a digital platform for greater efficiency and security for interagency transactions and communications. This will be run by their new digital solutions group. But that's all they said right now. They're still kind of formulating the final RFP, and I think we'll hear more from the Postal Service later on. So I also caught up with other experts to get their take on what the Postal Service is looking to do. Judy Spencer is a Policy Management Authority chairwoman for CertiPath, which provides aerospace and defense companies a public key infrastructure bridge so they can securely share information. She also spent 36 years in government, including working at the General Services Administration, where she ran the government-wide identity management efforts.
They know that they need some sort of a service. And again, primarily this is for the federal government as relying parties and making it easier for the federal community to accept identity credentials from many providers in a way that perhaps doesn't require every relying party and entity to program that capability directly into their application. But I think it also becomes obvious that they're not 100% sure how this will work. And I think that's really part of this RFP and this decision to start with a one-year pilot program.
Spencer says USPS could make multiple awards and test several different approaches because of this uncertainty of really what direction this cloud identity exchange could go. Now, Bill Corrington is a chief cloud strategist for Stony Point Enterprises and a former chief technology officer at the Interior Department. He says this type of identity broker model makes sense for the push from OMB to use more cloud services. Now, Corrington says there are several critical success factors that USPS should keep in mind, starting with privacy and security.
The other critical success factors that I see in anything like this, obviously you've got to build critical mass early and get the thing off the ground, and they'll need to have some agencies lined up to be relying parties, and they're also going to need to really, I think, focus attention on the pricing model. And obviously there's, pricing that USPS is going to pay some supplier, some vendor to deliver the service, but how's the chargeback model going to work with the agencies? How is that going to be structured so that the agencies see that it's a cost-effective approach?
Now, Corrington, who was also the co-chairman of the ACT-IAC Special Interest Group, which issued a white paper in November on identity management in the cloud, says agencies may not have realized yet the need for this type of approach, but as they use more and more cloud services and as the identity cloud exchange gets created and starts offering these services, he thinks agencies really understand the benefit in the longer term. Now, we have a link to that draft RFP right there on federalnewsradio.com.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's executive editor, Jason Miller. Now, every agency is talking about cloud computing. Is this type of approach to ID management in the cloud, anyone else trying it throughout the federal government?
That's the exact same question I asked many of the experts I spoke with, and no one could really point to the exact same thing, either in the public sector or even in the private sector. Now, for instance, the NIH ran a pilot using commercial identities under the Open ID standard for academics, researchers, and others through what they call their iTrust offering. This allowed feds and non-feds to log onto five different systems, including the National Library of Medicine's PubMed biomedical research database and its electronic vendor invoicing system with their third-party username and password. as long as they obviously met those FICAM standards. But that was just within NIH and was on a very small set of things. What USPS is looking at is much broader. Now, the NIH pilot was obviously successful, and it showed the benefits of using those OpenID standards. Judy Spencer says that the Bush administration considered something similar to this with its e-authentication initiative.
The difference was, back in 2003, we were some number of degrees less advanced than we are today, and there really wasn't a cloud. Cloud was just then beginning to perhaps form. So we abandoned that, and we went in a different direction. But I think it was a good idea that was perhaps before its time, and now it's coming back around. And now that we have the cloud out there, we think that there is actually a better environment for really being able to build this and making it work the way it needs to work.
So Jeremy Grant is a senior advisor at the National Institute of Standards and Technology and runs the National Strategy for Trusted Identities in Cyberspace program, NSTIC. He agrees with Spencer about the timing of the Federal Cloud Credential Exchange Program. He says when he worked in industry in the mid-2000s, the standards, the processes, the understandings of federal identity and how it could work were really still in the very early stages, and now all the facets are much more mature, and the cloud is really the difference maker and much makes this much more doable.
So how does this fit with the NSTIC initiative then?
Right. I think the Federal Cloud Credential Exchange is really a piece of that broader NSTIC program. Now, Jeremy Grant says that the president issued the strategy in April 2011. Among the objectives was the federal adoption of certain standards and processes that NSTIC was proposing. The thinking was that if the federal government adopted these standards, others in the private sector would then quickly follow suit. Now, Grant said a White House-led group called the F6 Tiger Team found agencies needed help in moving to that single identity authenticator.
The notion of creating F6, the Federal Cloud Credential Exchange, arose last year after talking to a number of agencies when it was clear that they needed a way to make the process easier. How could they actually, you know, rely on a single service across government that they could use to be able to accept these different types of credentials coming from different commercial firms and have an easy way that they could integrate with a wide variety of accredited credentials so that they can move more services online. It makes things more convenient and secure for citizens, and it makes things cheaper for the agencies to offer services.
Now, many of you are probably asking, well, why then the Postal Service? Where do they fit into this versus maybe anyone else? Now, as I mentioned earlier, I'm waiting on an interview from USPS, and I'm hoping to get that in the next couple weeks. But Grant offered a little insight into why the Postal Service makes the perfect sense to lead this pilot.
The Postal Service, though, is a very interesting choice in that they do a lot of other things other than deliver mail. In fact, if you look at their mission statement, it's not just about delivering mail. It's about connecting senders and receivers. There's a lot of different solutions that they have that are really focused on better enabling secure, you know, commerce in this country. And so Postal having been one of the players who was at the table early on in the F6 discussion, had an interest from their digital solutions arm in doing more things to support the identity ecosystem, and, you know, frankly, had the ability to step up and execute.
Now, as far as the NSTIC program, Grant says the pilots are moving forward. The Postal Service, they're very different from this Postal Service program. NIST gave these five pilot programs $10 million in grants last fall to develop specific approaches to better managing identities in the private sector. So as far as this Federal Cloud Credential Exchange, USPS does plan on releasing a final RFP in the coming weeks, but there's no definite timetable for when that will be, so people should obviously keep a lookout for it, as we will too. And again, we have a link to the draft RFP on federalnewsradio.com for everyone to give a read and offer USPS some comments.
So, Jason, I have a question. This NSTIC effort has been going for a couple of years, and ID management has been kind of a bugaboo with the government for many years, both for its own use and for what it wants to deploy to the public so that citizens can have some kind of a trusted ID. Does anyone say when, at some point in the future, how long it's going to be until someone can go to a website and buy or download an identity for themselves so we can get out of this whole password business?
Well, I think that, Tom, that would be illegal if you downloaded an identity.
No.
But yes, I understand your question. Your question is more about when can you start using, for instance, your Google password or your Facebook password and username to do federal services or get a third party that's even more secure. For instance, you go to the post office, present your passport, and you get a token, for instance. That's what you're talking about, right?
Yeah, like a token that replace a password, you know, an identity verification management type of piece, which is complicated for the average person. So when are they going to make it something you can, that's usable by people?
Well, I think the first step is to get this cloud set up, because what you need is that back-end system. So if I go to a website, the agency that I'm going to doesn't have to build that identity verification piece on their own. They can just use this thing in the cloud. The other piece to it is NSTIC is about a 2 to 3 to 4 year program. Then these pilots are testing a lot of those things that you're talking about. So I think we're still 3 to 5 years away from really a wider, broader use of identity management the way you're talking about it. But there are steps, and people are making progress. I mean, the NIH example, National Cancer Institute, did a great pilot with Safe Biopharma around getting drug trials more quickly going through the use of tokens, sure, electronic identities.
All right. Federal News Radio's executive editor, Jason Miller, as always, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.